This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thanks, everybody. The Bears.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown. And the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
That's one of the best intros in the business. It just is. Rami Makhlouf, Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully and Hall this morning. And yeah, joining us right now, he covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune and contributor to this very show. It is Brad Biggs, and he joins us on the Plumbers 911 hotline. Plumbing emergency, call 1-833-PLUM-911. Local 130 Plumbers. Get the job done right the first time. Biggsy, how are you this morning? Happy New Year to you, sir.
Morning, gang. What's going on?
I want to ask you, because I'm sure you've gotten to know Ben Johnson a little bit here in his first season as the head coach. They're playing the starters on Sunday, and Ben Johnson has said that's about securing the two seed. It's about continuing to get better heading into the playoffs, and I'm sure that's all true. But how much of this do you think is revenge as the team that he came from, being part of that Lions staff, and what went down in week two between these two teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's always going to want to perform well against the Lions, against people he worked with, people he worked for. But, a loss doesn't mean anything to Detroit on Sunday. So I don't think that factors in the equation too much here. The Lions are in contention for nothing, and Ben's got to go out and hope that his defense plays really well against an offense that hasn't been as good this year. They've got some offensive line issues in Detroit. Like, he's got to focus on that because the Bears have given up 890 some odd yards over the last, or 880, whatever it is, over the last 2 weeks. They've given up almost 400 yards rushing. Over the last 2 weeks, they've surrendered 56 first downs over the last 2 weeks. Like, I don't think he's got the bandwidth for, hey, let me stick it to Detroit here. He's got to focus on what they need to accomplish at House Hall.
With that being said, Brad, what are sort of the easy, quick fixes for this defense as they get ready to face the Lions and go into the playoffs?
Well, that's where it gets tricky. I don't think there's an easy or a quick fix for him. You know, Dennis Allen said yesterday that he didn't do a good enough job. And you talk to the players, and he kind of said that to them as well. And so they had group ownership of it because certainly the players didn't perform well enough either. And, you know, they've got a handful of issues that have plagued them. The pass rush has been spotty, I think is a fair way to describe it throughout the season. Austin Booker's given them a little bit of juice here in the last 6-7 weeks. Sweat was on a pretty good run there for a while with, what did he have, like 8.5 sacks over a 10-game stretch. That was good to see. But it just hasn't been consistent. The run defense has been it's been okay some weeks, and here of late it hasn't been. You know, first half of the season, I think you looked at it and they were sort of flirting with being top five, top six in the league on third down. Well, they've really kind of dropped there. They're I think 19th now. One thing that they didn't tackle well against the 49ers. You go back and look at that game, the long run that Christian McCaffrey had down the San Francisco sideline. Deshaun Wright took a really poor angle, and you can't do that against players like McCaffrey for sure. So the tackling wasn't great. I'd expect that to be better this time out, but they can't reinvent their scheme. They, you know, it's not like there's some – you know, hidden guy that's coming back that's going to give them all sorts of juice. They've just, they've got to have a better plan, and then they've got to execute it better because that was tough because, you know, George Kittle was out. Trent Williams went out of that game on the first snap. He got hurt on T.J. Edwards' interception return. And, you know, Juwan Jennings is a nice wide receiver. I don't want to take anything away from him. But he's not a number one wide receiver in the NFL. So, and yet the Niners still carved him up for 496 yards.
It was surprising, Brad, that DeMarco Jackson had zero defensive snaps, obviously trying to get Tremaine Edmonds back up to speed. But especially with Noah Sewell going down with the Achilles for the season, which is so unfortunate for so many reasons, could you anticipate seeing more DeMarco Jackson this weekend?
Yeah, that's... That's a good question. I don't think he's going to replace Tremaine Edmonds. And you know, I get some questions from people shortly after the game about that. Like, did these folks forget how Edmonds was playing
right
before he was injured?
Right.
Like, he was playing his best football as a Bear. And I think if you go back the week prior to the Green Bay game, when the Packers are 0-for-5 in the red zone, really the low red zone, Edmonds is one of the reasons why, because yeah, he's 6'4", he's 255-ish, and I mean, he's got, you know, a wingspan that can cover the Kennedy Expressway, and so he's difficult to throw around. The Sewell question specifically, so that's interesting because they were going to more base defense against the 49ers with three linebackers on the field, which they haven't done a ton of this season, at times because of injury issues, because Edmonds hasn't been available and Edwards hasn't, T.J. Edwards hasn't been available. Well, Sewell got hurt about midway through the third quarter, and while McCaffrey ran for 140 yards in the ball game, I think Christian had like a 120 at the time that Sewell got hurt, or he was very close to it anyway. So at that point, the 49ers were doing most of their damage moving the football by throwing it with Brock Purdy. So I just don't think there were a whole lot of situations where they might have been in a three linebacker set mm-hmm. where they would have turned to DeMarco Jackson, if that makes sense. And then I don't want to – I had a mailbag question about this earlier this week, and I don't want to take anything away from DeMarco Jackson, who had 15 tackles against the Steelers, who was named NFC Defensive Player of the Week for the Cleveland game. But when he was in New Orleans, Dennis was there. Dennis was the head coach when DeMarco was drafted.
Yeah.
Dennis was there for 2.5 seasons before he was fired. DeMarco got 71 snaps the whole time. So there isn't a person in the building at Hallis Hall that has a better idea of who and what DeMarco Jackson is than Dennis Allen.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, estwing.com. Brad, at this point, and look, it's been a great Bears season. It's been very fun to watch, but teams can move the ball on that defense. This is who they are. We shouldn't expect some great upturn or uptick from this Bears defense in the postseason. If they can generate the turnovers, you have a great chance to win football games. If you can't, teams are going to be able, especially high-powered offenses like we saw last week against San Francisco, are going to be able to move the ball up and down the field on this Bears team and are going to be able to put up some points. And you might just have to win some shootouts, right? Isn't that what Bears fans should be prepared for in this playoff run?
I think that's why people were pretty giddy after the game on Sunday. And I'm not talking about players or anything like that, but people felt like, hey, this is the offense that had done well against some lesser teams, went toe-to-toe with a really well-constructed offense by Kyle Shanahan that's been red hot, like back and forth all night long, 42-38. And yeah, that could be the formula for victory, that the Bears are going to have to, one of those deals where they're going to have to get to 35 and hope that they can hold the opponent under that. The takeaways are a huge part of it, right? Number one in the league with 31. I believe they're plus 22 in the ratio, in the turnover margin, which is the tops in the league. They've got six of them in the last 4 weeks. They've played the Packers twice, Purdy and the 49ers, and the Cleveland Browns. Well, half of those six takeaways came via interceptions of Shedeur Sanders. So Shedeur isn't going to be playing in the playoffs. The Bears are going to have to find ways to continue to get some of these takeaways against the better offenses, the better quarterbacks, and that's going to be a challenge. Your margin for error in the postseason definitely shrinks, and hopefully they can stay hot if they want to be in a position to really challenge here.
Offensively, Brad, Luther Burden back at practice, full participant. That was good to see. Roma Dunze, still DNP, still not practicing. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the injury report later today. What would you say the status of Roma Dunze is?
Well, given the time that he's missed, and the no stakes here, really.
Right.
There's no way he's playing Sunday, right?
Right.
Potentially, I don't even want to guess. You just make so many mistakes when you start kind of guessing about injury stuff. But I would say it wouldn't shock me if the goal is to bring him back in the playoffs and you think he's going to be ready or able to go the first week of the playoffs, if he's limited today in practice, that wouldn't be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a hunch, or I'm not calling anything. I'm just saying if you saw that on the injury report, you'd be like, that tracks to the possibility of him being out there wild card weekend.
Talking with Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune here on Mully and Haw. Rami Makhlouf, Ruthie Polinsky in for those guys. You have the storyline of 4,000 yards in play this week, Brad, and Caleb Williams only needs 270 yards to do it. He flat out said, I want to do it. He's been saying that since he got drafted. Ben Johnson downplayed it a little bit when talking to the media. How big a deal do you think that is in that building that Caleb Williams can crack that mark that no Bears quarterback has ever achieved?
Yeah, I think they'd all be smiling if that if that happened. I really do, I think it's ripe for it to happen here. Like, you look at what's happened in the Lions secondary with injuries to some cornerbacks. Terrion Arnold's been out for the season. They've been decimated at the safety position, and opponents have bombed them lately. Like, take last week, get thrown out the window. They were going against Max Brosmer, an undrafted rookie free agent for the Vikings, and he threw for, what, 50, 51 yards in that game or something? You look at the five previous games to that, Jameis Winston, Jordan Love, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, they averaged like 330 yards passing a game a week on that Lions defense. If Caleb doesn't need to get to 328 or 330, he needs to get to 270. The question would be, do they, and I have no idea, I'm just throwing this out there, they kick off at the same time as the Eagles do. The Bears certainly want to, the most important thing is getting the two seed, right? Well, Philadelphia's resting 10 guys, and the Eagles might have a list of another 10 guys they want to play very sparingly, if at all. If the Commanders are putting it to the Eagles and it's the start of the fourth quarter and the Bears have a comfortable lead and Caleb's at 242 yards, do they put Tyson Bajan in? I don't know. Like, because the last thing you want is Aiden Hutchinson, who plays hard every down, winning a one-on-one opportunity and putting your quarterback on the shelf for 2 to 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, that would be bad. That'd be really, really bad.
In the name of getting the first 4,000-yard passer in club history,
right?
I mean, that would, no offense to Tyson Bajan, but I don't think they want him to make his first start this season in the playoffs.
With that being said, Brad, you get to 4,002 yards and you're up three scores, you throw Tyson Bajan out there at ASAP. that's the best case scenario.
Oh, that would be great. And again, given how the Lions have played defensively,
right?
Like, it's there for them.
Yeah,
I really do think it's there for them. Like, I think Jameis threw for almost 400 on that Detroit defense, which it's just been like, that's something the Lions need to take a look at, because it's 2 years in a row that they've been hit really hard with injuries. Remember, they were missing like half their defense, mm-hmm. When they rolled into the playoffs last year. They were missing half their defense when they kept ripping off wins at the end of the regular season to finish 15-2, and it's caught up to them this year. It's more than defensive injuries. They've got to rebuild the interior of that offensive line. They've got a pretty good rookie guard in Tate Ratledge, but they've got too many question marks need to be answered for them to get back to where they want to be.
That is Brad Biggs. Check out his work inside the Chicago Tribune, chicagotribune.com, on Twitter, at Brad Biggs, and obviously frequently right here on this show, on these very airways. Brad, always appreciate the time and the insight, sir. Have a great weekend and a happy new year.
Happy new year, Brad.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
And he joins us on the Plumbers 911 hotline. Plumbing emergency, call 1-833-PLUM-911. Local 130 Plumbers, get the job done right the first time. And you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We do got to get to a break. Rami Makhlouf, Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully and Haw this morning. So how worried are we about that Bears defense? We'll get into that right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What's something you could see in this Bears game that would make you feel even better headed into the playoffs? Additionally, what are your predictions for Bears-Lions?
Rami Makhlouf, Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully and Haw this morning. What could I see in this game that would make me feel a whole lot better? I mean, I don't expect it, but if the defense could slow down that Lions offense, which, as we talked about earlier, say what you want about the Lions, and they're not that team that we've seen the last few years and probably peaked too early in the season. That offense can still move the football for the Lions. They're, I think, top 10 still in yards per game. They're sixth in the NFL at 369.4 yards per game, third at 28.9 yards per game. So I guess slowing them down, showing me that you can stop an offense, especially an offense like that, would be good. But also, just we also, and I'm combining a couple of the pick six questions that we've already discussed here in the first hour. We talked earlier about the leap or the big step that Caleb Williams is taking. I'd like to see more of
that.
I'd like to see that continue to snowball and build on what we've seen here in the last 3-4 weeks. Give me those two things and a dub, and I'm happy. You asked for a prediction, baby T. Did you ask for a prediction there?
I did add that to the end of the question.
Here's an interesting little tidbit for you guys.
Oh, boy.
Dan Campbell, 8-1 against the spread after losses where they were the favorite. and the Bears are 3-point favorites. So that trend would tell you that this is going to be a close game, and the Lions should be able to keep it within 3 points.
3 points is wild.
It is. It is. But I think that what they're thinking is the Bears get up and pull some starters. I think that might be what Vegas and the people who make these
they must not know Ben Johnson.
I was just going to say, I don't think that happens, Ruthie, at least not too early in the game. I'm going to say Bears 28, Lions 23, and the Bears win and cover that 3-point spread.
My main takeaway that would get me a little bit excited or optimistic is defense, get your mojo back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Al Harris some more pictures on that turnover wall, mm-hmm. whether it's an interception off of Jared Goff, whether it's a fumble off of Jared Goff, frankly, or whoever. Let's get some turnovers and let's limit the Lions' running game. I think that's going to be a big reason that Detroit, or a big focal point for Detroit to focus on, is lean on Jahmyr Gibbs, lean on David Montgomery, because the Bears lack a run defense and the Lions possess one of the biggest two-headed monsters in the entire league. So that's where I'm going with the with my thing of like what I want to see that'll make mm-hmm. me feel a little bit better. As for prediction, I think we've kind of talked about it all week. It's a different scenario heading into week 18 than it was week 2. I genuinely do feel like the Bears are the better team and in a better spot here to beat the Lions. They're ripe for the picking. They're coming off a pretty demoralizing loss against Minnesota. I'm gonna go Bears 30, Lions 20. That's my week 18 prediction.
I love it. What I want to see going into the playoffs is, I like the word mojo. Like, I am a really firm believer that momentum
Same.
Into the playoffs matters.
Yep.
That's why, like, I think, you know, you look at the Packers sitting Jordan Love, even though he's healthy. Like, I get it. But, like, you also kind of want to make sure you're, like, feeling good and ready to go. And, like, I just believe in that. And maybe that's just, like, Looney Tunes. But I really think it's important. So I think what you want to see, really in all three phases, is just a complete game. I just want to see offensive consistency. I want to see some carryover from what we saw in San Francisco, where you're putting up points, you have explosive plays, Caleb Williams is chucking that thing all over the place. I want to see at least 2 takeaways from the defense. That's their bread and butter. Lean on it.
Yep.
Go do it. Go rip the ball out. Go take the ball away, because that's how you're going to be able to keep points off the board in the postseason as well. And, you know, special teams, give me a Cairo Santos couple of field goals. Do something to make us feel good about, you have home field advantage. That's the beautiful part of Soldier Field. Make the most of it. So I just really want to see all three phases play complete football. I'd love to see Caleb Williams hit 4,000 yards, which I know we're going to get into. Mm-hmm. And I also want this team to be healthy heading into the playoffs. If that means, and Roma Dunze hasn't practiced this week, doesn't look like he's going to play this weekend. But and I'm looking forward to asking Brad Biggs about that. But I also like Luther Burden. I know he was back at practice. If guys aren't 100%, don't force it. I do think it's going to be a player by player scenario. But with that being said, like, if you don't feel comfortable pulling the starters, like, leave them in. Like, go play a football game, because this game matters and that 2 seed is massively important. So, but also come out healthy. So, please. So, with that being said, my game pick is, I think the Bears win 30-17. I think that 3-point spread is a little disrespectful to the Bears. And I also think that playing at home against the Lions, who aren't playing for anything, I get it. And I know that they're going to come out. Jared Goff had a great quote yesterday, just like having respect for the game and respect for the league and why it's important for them to go out and play hard this weekend. I understand. But if the Bears can get an early lead, 2-score lead, like, it's going to be really easy for that Lions team to just sort of check out. They all have their flights booked to Cancun. Like, they're ready to go. So 30-17. Bears win, lock in the 2 seed. Caleb hits 4K, defense with 2 turnovers. Let's go.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. That's Ruthie Polinsky. I'm Rami Makhlouf. We want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we're going to talk coming up at 7:45 to Joe Fortenbaugh. Brad Biggs will be here at 8. Mike Florio will be here at 9. So a jam-packed show. And again, want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. And yeah, Ruthie, 4,000 yards means something, damn it. Let's talk about it right after this. We're in for Mully and Haw and back on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Spiegel and Holmes.
The woo people are out.
Thanks for playing some Wu-Tang. That made me feel good.
Chilling with my man Rusty. Ghost is a beast.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Afternoons on the Score.
Here we go. Ready to
wrap it. Had to go quick with the play clock running down. He did. It's a boot. Purdy. Pulling back. Stepping forward. Going on the run. Touchdown. What a play, Purdy. Use check on the business end. You deserve to dance.
I can't fault the Bears defense for that, where Brock Purdy had the whole game on a string.
The boot scoot?
Yeah, I mean, like, he's scrambling, he's running, he's going back, he's running forward now, and then he like, Juszczyk is just standing there waiting. That was some serious stuff. The dancing
was upsetting because
The dancing was upsetting.
Well, the dancing part, but it was upsetting because you've seen Caleb do that to people all season, and then having someone do it to you did not feel good.
I agree.
And then
that.
There was the dancing,
which did not feel good.
McCorkle and him doing the Dougie, people didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't enjoy it.
I love that DeAndre Swift did a little mini, like, split-second version of the Dougie and then waved it off.
That's right.
That's right.
But, hey, Brock Purdy's playing good ball. And it's weird when we talk about the Bears' defense. You look at that last game and go, was that game an outlier game? But there have been moments, even against Joe Flacco, for example, where the Bears' defense hasn't been as strong as you would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think a big reason why that's the case is because their pass rush has been inconsistent.
And then you add the injuries in the back of their defense. People think, oh, you got to shut down corner. Shut down corner, having one of those is great. There's no doubt about that. But
they don't have a healthy one right now.
They don't. And your defensive backfield is mostly helped by you getting a pass rush. That's when those guys can take some risk. That's when they can play downhill. That's when they can go after a ball, cut under a route, like all of that stuff, because they know the ball is coming out early. And the Bears just don't have that enough of the time.
No, they don't. They do not. They don't have a consistent pass rush. They have gotten eaten alive against the run. You know, they're fifth worst in the NFL against the run. The last 2 weeks, they've given up a total of 392 rushing yards the last 2 weeks. And that means that your quarterbacks in play action that you're going against can eat you alive. And Malik Willis was 9 for 11. In play action, Brock Purdy ate you alive in play action because you as a defense have to be freaking out about stopping the run. You can't do it.
Now, I know that defenses have targeted TJ Edwards. In fact, offenses have targeted TJ Edwards. In fact, the coach of the Bears, when he was the offensive coordinator of the Lions, targeted TJ Edwards because he is aggressive. He wants to be someone that's gonna get to the spot and get to his run fit and make a play. But he's been taken advantage of quite a bit this year. And inside the game Sunday, it happened a lot where you would see that false step forward. Mm-hmm. And then look at all of the open space behind the linebacker level that San Francisco had, open windows to throw to.
TJ's been good on the Mully and Haw show all year long. I didn't hear him address the problems on the defense. Did you?
No. Here's what he had to say about it.
We were doing some uncharacteristic things, I feel like, in terms of how we were executing, you know, and I don't want to, again, you know, it's a good football team, obviously, you know, really good players, good offense, you know, they play well together. And but yeah, I mean, we expect to go out there and execute at a high level, and we didn't. And I think, you know, we've shown that we can do it. So it's really getting down to the details and figuring out exactly kind of what went wrong and being very critical of ourselves. You know, it's one of those things we don't shy away from. So I know it'll be talked about at length in terms of, you know, what we can do better. But I just thought for the most part, man, they were able to dictate first and second down. So it made third down pretty difficult. But anytime, you know, a team's running the ball like that, you know, second and two, you know, that play sheet is open. So I think for us, it's really, again, man, it's being good on first and second down so that we don't have to, that we can get into what we want to get into on third down. And, you know, it's not first and two from the goal line. It's those things that we, you know, have some more options on what we can do.
I saw this number this morning to TJ Edwards' point. The Bears, 28th in the NFL on first down. They give up 6.1 yards on first down. That is way too damn much. That is second and four, second and three.
And you, and like TJ said, you can kind of call whatever you want.
Man.
Because if you end up in a third and four, you can also still run or pass it because the Bears' run defense hasn't been real strong either.
Play sheet's wide open.
It's wide open. Here's what our guy Matt Bowen had to say about the problems with the Bears defense against San Francisco.
Okay, the first is in the secondary cutting off the ball. So I always use the term cutoff angle. And we've talked about this before, that you have to set an edge to your defense every time. And, you know, normally when you think about setting an edge, everyone thinks about the defensive ends, right? Well, that's the interior edge. You have to set a perimeter edge also. And you look at some of McCaffrey's plays in that game, one of his explosive runs, it's because the corner didn't come down to set the edge. Took a poor angle to the football. You can never allow the ball to get outside you. It sounds very basic, right? It sounds like we're talking about junior high football, but that's what it is. Down the goal line, when you have, and I see this too often in the NFL, it's really starting to bother me right now. When you're a corner and you are unblocked, and I use the term a crack block, right? And they crack inside and are a safety or a linebacker. You have to replace as a corner. Now you have to set the edge. But corners take this downhill outside angle instead of a 45-degree angle. When you take that outside angle, one, you're giving up one for one versus the lead block. You're giving up one for one. That's a minus because you're not defeating the block. But also you're expanding the running lane. I see it every Sunday. And, man, it really bothers me because you have to teach that if you're a secondary coach, to squeeze or restrict that running lane. Yes, you can't cut block anymore, or cut tackle versus a lead blocker, but I never, would never teach that anyways because you're giving up one for one. You can still play with leverage. You can still get your pads down and restrict that running lane, and you get better at that. And also, the second level, it's hard against Kyle Shanahan, guys. There's so much pre and post snap movement, and it forces some hesitation. You don't see second level linebackers and safeties playing at the same speed because there is so much to process against that offense. And look, we can say the same thing against with Ben Johnson's offense. Go back to the Philly game, what they did. We saw the same result.
You know what I love about what we've got going here on the score is TJ Edwards says it was just some fundamentals and some individual stuff and doesn't want to get specific.
Yeah, nor should he. I get that.
But then we get a chance to talk to Matt, and he got extremely specific.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed the finger at guys cutting off the angles wrong. And when he talks about a corner not setting the edge and letting McCaffrey get outside, multiple times that was Nashawn Wright. And Nashawn Wright has been a practice squad corner for a lot of his career. He's had a wonderful year in forcing turnovers, but we have seen some issues in coverage. And Matt Bowen just told you the issues that you feel like you saw, you did see in run support. And this league is too damn good to get away with those kind of mistakes.
And there were some plays, and this is what I think is really good about Shanahan as a play designer, where you saw a pulling guard get out on Jalen, and he can't win that. Like, it's really hard for a corner to win that battle when a guard or a tackle is running right at you. And he got destroyed on a couple of those plays.
So that's both your corners.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it was Tyreek who was in there, you know? And maybe he had a different. I don't recall seeing Tyreek struggle as much as I definitely saw Nashawn struggle and Jalen struggle in the run game. But this is a challenge. There's a big thing that I want to figure out about the linebackers, and I'm hoping that we see it as soon as this weekend, and certainly in the playoffs. After Noah Sewell got hurt, Dennis Allen did not use three linebackers on a single play the rest of the game. He had three linebackers often at the beginning, 13 different snaps for Sewell. So that's Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards out there and your third linebacker. So in your base package, your 4-3 with four DBs, once Noah Sewell got hurt, he did not go to three linebackers a single time. So he's in the nickel the entire time.
What I like to call the heavy nickel because it's C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who can play like a safety. He can kind of play as like a weak side linebacker because he's so physical, that sort of thing.
So as a texter was asking, you know, why don't they play four linebackers? They didn't even play three. They didn't even play three. And I love the nickel, and we've talked so much about Kyler and DA adjusting to it, the league, and using more nickel. I get it. But if you're struggling this bad against the run, wouldn't it make sense to maybe use that third linebacker? And I'm sure it goes way deeper than what I'm saying. Who does he trust as that third guy in that weak side spot? Right? Who does he trust? Does he trust DeMarco Jackson in that spot? DeMarco Jackson is a backup middle. You know, does he trust him there? Would it be
NFC Defensive Player of the Week to you, sir?
I know, but it's usage and it's roles. It Amen, Agbambamiga, that he could trust there. I don't know who it would be, but I feel like you got to have that as an option. The fact that he didn't do it once after Noah got hurt is striking to me when they were eating you alive with the run game.
One of the good things that did come out of this game, and later on, like I can imagine this is a project that I take on in late February or early March, of like going back and watching all the snaps for Austin Booker.
Are you going to have time for a project like that? Because you're getting certified in the air raid offense.
I'll do it on my nights off of being air raid certified.
I mean, because that's going to take a lot of time.
It is.
I've
looked at the course. The course is voluminous.
So what is it? Is it like one online course you got to take?
It's.
Or do you have to go in person and sit with 93-year-old Mouse Davis?
You can, but it is multiple parts. Like, the way that it's set up is pretty cool. Like, you go through the basics, then there's a whole section where you have to put together a game plan. Like, there's a lot, and then there's a big review. So while I'm doing that and getting ready to be air raid certified so that I can marry people on football fields
Thank you for running with that. I believe anytime somebody takes an online course to get certified, it's so they can marry people, so they can officiate a marriage. And if it's Air Raid, you're looking to marry wide receivers.
I mean, it is.
No tight ends.
I'm only half kidding about this because it it is very much in my profile.
Oh,
as,
of course. I'm fully kidding, but you are definitely only half kidding.
And look, like
that's our show.
What I went through at Alabama, like doing that stuff, and I actually found out that like online learning was in my golf bag because it's different and it takes a level of discipline that I was concerned that I didn't have.
To turn off the phone and put it somewhere else?
And I mean, when I was taking classes, I was still hosting solo at night. So I'm doing that. At one point, I was doing the radio show, the television show, teaching my class at DePaul and studying at Alabama.
Yeah, that's too much.
But this Air Raid thing, when my professors would break down what the semester was going to look like, I was like, okay, this Air Raid thing looks really challenging. And I'm like, okay, I think I might have it in me to do.
We got to challenge ourselves, man. We got to keep pushing and try to learn new stuff.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
Yeah. So
I support that.
But once I'm done with, I take a break from that, I can look at Austin Booker because I feel like, remember, Austin Booker just turned 23.
Yeah.
And most people thought that he would be in the year after draft, that he would be in this past draft instead of the draft that he was in.
Look, Austin Booker is showing us some stuff.
I'm very excited that he looks like a developing defensive end.
What's crazy is that when everybody's talking about the Bears needing to draft an edge rusher, he's not the one I imagine getting replaced. That's what's crazy.
Well, Montez has had a decent season. He got 10 sacks, I think, this year? But it feels like it's not as consistently menacing as it should be for the amount of money that he's making.
Of course.
I think Montez has played pretty well. There were some moments, though, where Purdy got him on zone read. He got him. Like, he was crashing down, and Purdy was like, gotcha ass, and strolling into the end zone.
Yeah, and it was almost always Austin Booker going against Trent Williams' backup, Austin Pleasance.
Yep.
Who had played 12 snaps before. Whatever. I want to turn the page. It's almost time to turn the page. Top of the hour. But before we do that, like Rick Hahn once said, we now pivot to the negative. Let's sit in something really awful from that game that we need to fully acknowledge.
Why have you been so excited to sit in the negative?
I just want to acknowledge just how bad it was.
Okay.
Just for one final thing, and then we can turn the page, and I won't have to bring it up.
Fair
again.
Enough. Like that's actually a good way to do it. Like, yeah, get something out, and then we turn the page
that's
and get
I'm
ready
saying.
For the Lions.
Acknowledge what it is. Be truth tellers with ourselves.
I like it.
Like Ben is asking the players to do.
I like it. Let's do that next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.